Okay, you have your PC turned on and your speakers are turned on and the volume is turned up. On your screen is a Microsoft Word document. What if instead of reading that document on your Windows computer, your computer read that document out loud to you?
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Hi there. This is the Computer Tutor Podcast. I'm Scott Johnson. I live in the Tampa Bay area of Florida, where it's been really hot lately. However, I lived in Maine for 13 years, so I'm not going to complain about the heat. You know, as some of you know, I like to run, and Saturday morning is when I do my weekly long run. My preference is actually to run in the dark before the sun comes up because it's cooler, it's nice and quiet, there's no traffic, it's just perfect. I'm actually planning to do my first marathon later this year, the Space Coast Marathon on December 1, so I'm building up my mileage so I'll be ready for that. But you didn't subscribe to my podcast to hear me talk about my running. You're actually here to maybe learn something. Hopefully that's going to happen today. I found this great little program called WordTalk, WORDTALK. You can get it free at wordtalk.co.uk. Or if you want, you can get all the information about what I'm talking about today over at my website at computertutorflorida.com/045. WordTalk is a free text-to-speech plugin for Microsoft Word, and it is completely free. And by plugin, that just means that you sort of install it to work inside of Microsoft Word. What it does is pretty straightforward. Whatever document you have open in Word, you can have the computer read that document out loud, right through your computer speakers or headphones. But you can also instruct the program to be a little more specific about what you want it to do. You can have it read the entire document from beginning to end, or you can have it read just one paragraph, or even just one sentence. And if you wanted to, you could actually tell it to read just a particular single word. Now, that might come in handy if you're reading a document and you're not sure how to pronounce something. Maybe it's a technical document, or it could be that there are some of the words in another language. One of the features of WordTalk is that you can configure it so that whenever you double-click on a word, it automatically speaks that word. The program is set up so you can easily follow along and read the document as it is being read to you. As each word is being spoken by the computer, that word is highlighted. So you can just follow the highlighted text to read along with the computer. Another option in the program is that you can save the actual audio file either as a WAV file or an MP3 file. These are very popular audio formats. There's even a spell checker built into the program, but I'm not quite sure why that would be useful because you're already using this inside of Microsoft Word and Word has a spell checker already built in. One thing that really impressed me about this program is the set of instructions that you can find on the developer's website. All you have to do is click on the link called Installation Guide and you'll see that your first step is to choose what version of Word you're using. WordTalk works with just about every version of Microsoft Word from Word 97 all the way through Word 2010. So if you just click on whatever version you're running, then right there are step-by-step instructions for installing it and using it, including screenshots and everything. It's very professionally done. So if you install WordTalk, I'd love to hear what you think about it. You can email me at pctutor@gmail.com. or call my podcast voicemail at 727-386-9468 and leave me a message. And speaking of feedback, I got a few emails this past week that I wanted to mention. Dr. Wilson emailed me and commented about the podcast episode recently where I showed how to search the internet privately and anonymously. She wrote, "I just tried the history site at Google that you provided, and after logging in, was informed that there's no history for my account. That's puzzling, since I've used Google Search ever since the algorithm went public, and I've used Chrome since shortly after it came out. Perhaps they've scrubbed some accounts for appeasement?" Well, Doctor, Who knows? I'm guessing your history is probably still on file somewhere with the government, even if you can't see it when you log into Google. Now, a couple of episodes ago, I asked for input on how long my podcast episode should be. Probably the best advice came from my friend Dor, who actually hosts several podcasts of his own over at podnuts.com. He said, "Do what makes you happy, period. I think what you're doing is great. I think partially because you are very comfortable with the current format. I wouldn't want you to change unless you actually wanted to change." So thanks for that input, Dor. And finally, I wanted to mention that I spoke with a podcast listener whose name is Paul. Paul had me do a bit of computer repair and maintenance on his computer through my remote support service. Now, I'm in Florida, and Paul is up in New Hampshire, so he couldn't exactly drop it off to me, but we were able to get his computer back in good running condition within about 30 minutes while we spoke on the phone and I accessed his computer remotely. I also loved hearing Paul tell me that he found my podcast on iTunes and he downloaded and listened to every episode, all 43 of them, or 44 maybe. This, the one we're on now is 45. I love that. And actually, that's what a lot of people do. And why not? There's always something new to learn about your computer, so I'm glad if I can help in some way. If your computer is acting sluggish or it has a virus or any other problem, get in touch with me and let's get it back in top shape again. Well, I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you back here next Monday morning with another computer tip. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.